بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, when we look into the various different a'mal and actions prescribed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find many a times it is the most simple, the easiest, the smallest of actions which are actually the most rewarding and the most weighty on the scale of good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we have the hadith of Hani ibn Yazid radiyallahu anhu, where he says, I once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inform me of one action that will allow me to enter Jannat. In other words, from all the different a'mal, different acts of ibadat, just one action, give me one thing that I can hold firm onto, that I can practice upon, that will cause me entry into Jannat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that amongst those a'mal, those actions which will necessitate a person's maghfirat, a person's forgiveness, is that a person develops within himself pleasant speech, and specifically that he makes ifsha'us salam. He makes salam common, he spreads it amongst people. So here ulama have explained that as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of shukr we have to make, how much of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only did Allah give us such a greeting that is so beautiful, so pleasant, but Allah gave us a greeting that when we greet one another, this becomes a means of a reward, a means of a person's maghfirat and forgiveness of his sins. We find different cultures have different types of greetings. Some cultures, some religions, they bow to one another. Or in other places we find they wish the person a good day, a good morning. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a greeting. Anas radiallahu anhu would explain that As-Salam is actually one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the 99 names also, Al-Malik al-Quddus As-Salam. So As-Salam is derived from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would say, take this As-Salam and spread it, make it common amongst you. So this is the greeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We know what is our own condition, especially our youngsters we find. Different types of greetings and different handshakes. So one is for a person to make salam common, that he becomes habitual in making salam to each other. But more than this, ulama have explained just two points when it comes to salam. One is now after a person becomes habitual, is in the habit of making salam. But what is the condition of the salam? Are we saying it correctly or not? So ulama have explained that the pronunciation has to be correct. That a person says, As-salamu alaykum. And the example is given, we can imagine if the imam sahab of the masjid has to perform the salah, and a beautiful salah he reads, the tajweed is perfect, the tune is nice, he reads your favorite surah also. But at the end of the salah, instead of saying, As-salamu alaykum, he says, As-salamu alaykum. As we say to one another. So the musallis will sign a petition that say, please remove this imam from the masjid. Because he's spoiling the salah. The salam has to be said correctly. So likewise, that same salam that is made at the end of salah is that salam that we greet one another with. So the pronunciation has to be correct. At times a person greets you, you're not sure whether he's cursing you or what he's saying to you. So we just mumble the words, but rather we should make an effort that we say, As-salamu alaykum, correctly. In this way the person knows and he can reply to us also. Hazrat Mu'abdul Hamid Sahib Dam Barakatum is mentioned one incident. So he says in the olden days, and perhaps the elderly will remember, that when a person would make a phone call, then first that call would go to the operator, and the operator would connect you to the person on the other end. So he says that on one occasion he met an Afrikaner person. So this person said to him that, you look like a learned person, I want to ask you a question. So he says, by all means. So he says, tell me, why are you Muslims so aggressive people? You always want to hurt one another and fight with one another. So he says, what do you mean by this? So this person explains to him that, see, I used to be an operator. I used to work in the phone company. And many a times I would connect Muslims to each other over the phone. And it so happens that I would hear the first few seconds of that phone call. So he says, each time a Muslim would speak to the other, then he would tell him, Exhal yo kopslan. Exhal yo kopslan. In Arab, in Afrikaans it means, I'll hit you on your head. So he says, each time the person would say it, and that person would say also, I'll exhal yo kopslan also. And then they would continue their conversation like normal. Every Muslim would do this. So what's the meaning of this? So Hazrat had to explain to him that no, he's saying, As-salamu alaykum. This is our greeting. It's just that he's not pronouncing it correctly. So this is, the person has to ensure that our pronunciation of the salam is correct. So that is the first thing. And the second thing, which is very common in today's time, we find where the mode of communication has now moved to messaging. So we find either via email or some other messaging applications. So what is the ruling with regard to salam over a message? So here ulama explained, just like if a person is face to face with another person, how the conversation will take place in the same way that conversation will take place over a message as well. If I am initiating the conversation, I must begin with salam. And if somebody makes salam to me over the phone or over a message, then it is wajib for me to reply as well. And here also ulama explained, we can reply either verbally, so the person types assalamu alaikum, then verbally I can reply wa alaikum assalam, although he can't hear me. Or I can reply via text as well. I can also type out or write out wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Both are permissible. But many a times we find a person opens a message, he reads the message and he's going to reply later. But he doesn't reply to the salam. So this is incorrect. It is wajib to reply to that salam immediately as we receive it. And here also, that we type that salam out correctly. Sometimes a person just types out SLM or whatever it may be. It will take 2 or 3 seconds longer. But we'll get all the rewards that have been mentioned in these ahadith. Here in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that that person who will make salam to 20 people in a day, within one day, if he greets 20 people with the greeting of assalamu alaikum, then if he passes away on that day, he will be guaranteed entry into Jannah. Similarly, at night, if he greets 20 people, he passes away that night, he'll be guaranteed entry into Jannah. So this is something we are doing on a daily basis, multiple times in the day. All that is left is for us now to correct the pronunciation, correct our intention. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah has mentioned that the beauty of salam is such that when a person makes salam to the next, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then indirectly he is giving him guarantee also that I will not harm you. I come in peace. So that person also understands that this person has come. He is greeting me with the greeting of peace. He won't harm me also. So this is the beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these aspects in our deen. It is only left now for us to practice, to make amal correctly, and then to reap the benefits, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.